USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime friend of Jeffrey Epstein, was denied bail after pleading not guilty to sexual abuse and perjury charges. Maxwell will remain in jail under tight security before her trial, which is slated for July 12, 2021. As far as Maxwell not getting bail, Ricky Kleiman is a CBS News legal analyst.
Usually, the government has the burden of proof to show why someone should be detained, because there's a presumption in favor of bail before trial. However, here, the counts have to do with sex trafficking of minors.
Harvard and MIT scored a major victory over the Trump administration on Tuesday after the government halted its plan to deport international college students who only use online courses to study this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
After a Supreme Court ruling, the government carries out their first execution in 17 years. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Hours after the Supreme Court rejected a challenge by a 5-4 vote, a former white supremacist is the first person executed by the federal government since 2003. Daniel Lewis Lee was killed by lethal injection for the 1996 murder of an Arkansas family of three.
With confirmed coronavirus cases continuing to surge across the country, the debate is continuing as to whether children should be in school for in-person learning starting in August. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio believes...
So there has to be a non-school option available to people, but I do believe we have to work extra hard to be as flexible as we can to figure out a way to get those who do need to be in school into a brick-and-mortar facility so they can learn.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she does not initially regret downplaying the threat of coronavirus in late February. Pelosi, visiting San Francisco's Chinatown in late February, urged Californians to come and visit and enjoy Chinatown. She said she thought it would be very safe in a potentially crowded neighborhood.
No, what we did was at that exact time was we're writing the first COVID bill, which we brought to the floor and passed on March 4th, and it was about testing, because if you don't test, you don't have a handle on what the problem is, and that was to address. Yes. Okay, this is out there. Let's find out.
So no regrets on your part?
No, not at all. We have had four bills, all bipartisan, but they have not been implemented by the administration. And no, we said testing for March 4th. We were writing the bill to find out what the threat was to us, while the president was saying delay, denial, calling it a hoax.
Pelosi speaking there on CNN. The NBA has reversed course after all the criticism they received on Monday and will now allow fans to add free Hong Kong to jerseys bought online. The news comes after outrage from many fans who realized on Monday that they could not use the phrase free Hong Kong on the back of their jersey due to the NBA's cozy relationship with China. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.